You're now tuned in to the show. Seatbelts on, I'ma show you how we go. Mind keeps spinning, but there's nowhere to go. It's a trap door to hell, I'ma let them all know. You're now tuned in to the show. Seatbelts on, I'ma show you how we go.
And welcome on back to another lovely episode of Trap Door to Hell. As you can already see if you're watching the YouTube videos, if not, little warm up here for you. We have some great guests on this week, but as always, I'm your host, Travis. This week, we have our good friend, good friends, Tyler and Cheese from Curveballs and Share Shots. Friends, how are you?
I'm doing just fine. You said friend, Adam.
Yeah, it was a little weird.
You said friend, so I thought it was going to be me, but then you said me and Tyler, so I guess you're just one person now.
I'm still working on this intro. I don't know. I'm winging it every single day. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, I was a little worried about which way you were going to go with that. It was like friends. Was like, oh.
Well, I was going to say Cheese is my friend, and then yes. Tyler, you're not my friend.
Obviously. Mortal enemies, actually.
It's great to have you guys back on. I know with our contract disputes or whatever, I'm glad we could work this out and whatever the fuck, you know, hopefully Dominic doesn't like release a libel lawsuit on me or anything for $15 million.
Well, as the legal representation for Curveballs and Share Shots, there's only one thing that can clear you of everything in the contract. And that's all you and Tyler have to do is apologize for the infamous Dom Toretto episode, which is the whole reason we got into this little predicament in the first place. So if you guys just apologize,
what was wrong about it that I need to apologize?
Just Dominic did not like some of the things that were said during the episode. So if we could just apologize and move on, everything's all fine and dandy.
He might take you to trial. It might be a Johnny Depp, Amber Heard situation over here, a little defamation trial between you and Dominic.
Well, I mean, first and foremost, I will apologize to Dominic. If I offended him in any way, it was all meant in the name of good humor. I will apologize to him. Now you can turn off the podcast, buddy. You're good.
Tyler? You're a part of it too.
Does that mean I actually have to apologize?
Yes. Do whatever you want. I don't care.
Yeah, see, this is where...
You can apologize. Doesn't mean you mean it.
I'm going to defame him further on this one, so I can apologize. I can just keep doing this every time where I apologize for the last episode where I talk smack about him.
There we go. Yeah. Well, then fine. Sure, I apologize.
And he already stopped listening because I told him to, so...
Yeah, he's not listening anymore, so he definitely didn't hear
the views and opinions expressed on this podcast do not reflect those of Curveballs and Share Shots and those associated with it.
Damn, he had that written down.
What is are you actually a lawyer? I thought you went to school for broadcasting.
Oh, maybe just go to law school on the side.
There you go.
Little law school on the side, you know.
Yes, that's all it takes. You just take a class or two and bam, you're a lawyer.
Yeah, I mean
I'm like Saul Goodman.
Saul Goodman. No, he'd be more like what's the TV show where the guy isn't a lawyer, but he's like the best lawyer. But since he never finished school, he only did a couple classes. He can't sit on the trial. They put a whole TV show. Ty, do you remember that one?
Rizzotti and Isle. Is that I don't fucking know.
I don't think I honestly know the title. If not.
I don't even know. You said that. I don't even think that's a show.
You can look at it.
I think that's a dream you had one night.
That's a real show. I guarantee it. Because I think it came from a thing in a movie, and they're like, you know what? We can make this a show. Like, it was a little side joke. But interesting. Anyways, the main reason I wanted to get you guys on, one, was because I wanted to talk to Cheese. I couldn't believe he didn't remember anything from his 16th birthday party to Reno.
Oh, shit.
Insane.
I'm so sorry. You know, such a wild time that I can't remember.
For those of you who do not remember, 2 weeks ago, me and Ty were in Reno for a bowling trip. And then on Curveballs and Chair Shots, they talked about it. And she said he couldn't remember a thing that happened.
Might have been a slight exaggeration, but I do not remember much.
So I think it was me, you, Tyler Kiahi, and Lorenzo, right?
That does make sense. Do you have a
group?
I think Kevin Asbett. I'm like, Kevin Asbett, there's no way.
Kevin Asbett was not there. Tyler Kiahi does sound See, once again, and me and Tyler both agree, Travis is not going to remember a single thing from this. But look, Travis, Mr. Remembering over here.
A good memory. I remember so much, so much. It was funny, too. So we got the room and it was two queen beds for four teenage boys. And then your dad and Coco right next door or whatever. Jojo.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. She's my ex stepmom now.
Ex stepmom, but she ain't even she can listen to this anyways. But
how do you know?
He's actually a loyal listener.
So yeah. I remember at one point, one of the things we did for the longest time was at what hotel was it? We were at the Golden Nugget maybe or.
Sure.
I can't remember. Or Silver Legacy. I don't know. It was one of those, but I remember specifically because at the time we didn't drink or do anything. So we were like, what are we going to do? We just walked down to the pool area where they had a small beach volleyball set up, and we played beach volleyball for about 4 hours. It was like,
oh, you guys Top Gunned it.
It was like the unattractive 16-year-old version of Top Gun.
Oh, nice. That's
it's
kind of disgusting.
I think I was the only one with my shirt off at the time. A lot in the air. So no, I had held. Body was all right back then.
Yeah,
I
mean, that's right.
Unless I had
the body dysmorphia back in the day,
like 78, like 78 ounces of DP in me. Then it might be a little different.
Can you clarify what DP that was?
Dr. Pepper.
Okay, thank you.
Four teenage boys in a
two queen size beds.
Two queen size beds and a lot of DP going on.
So you remember all this, but you can't remember a white guy named Muhammad? Or what's up with that?
What?
Yeah, Chief was talking about a white guy named Muhammad.
We remember. We're like yin and yang. We remember. Travis remembers everything I don't remember, and then I remember things Travis doesn't remember.
The white guy named Muhammad. I don't remember that. Who was he?
It was back in the travel ball days, in the BLB days. And you and Sal McAuliffe was there.
Sal didn't play BLB. There's no way.
No, but he was just there. You just him along.
Maybe.
That sounds more like
and,
it.
And you guys were, you know, in your jackass phase, and you were trying to be YouTube stars, and you were recording stunts or pranks or whatever the fuck. And then.
Yes. Okay. I remember all of this. Go ahead. Go on.
And then we just met some white guy, and his name was, I don't know if he was like white, mm-hmm. but he was, you know, fair skinned. And his name was Muhammad, and for some reason that just blew our dumb little minds.
Sal borrowed the video camera that Alexander, his brother, got, came with us on a trip while Tyler and Big Daddy were playing at Twin Creeks, and then we proceeded to walk around the establishment and onto the street doing man on the street work. You know, like anybody who watches Barstool Sports knows man on the street stuff.
So, can you let the people know, just in case they want to find like any of your videos? What were you guys running under back then?
All that footage was deleted. That footage was
stuff. But there is stuff out there that you guys made. You know, do you happen to remember the name that it was under by any chance?
Yeah, I'll go ahead and say it is under the NWEA. Yeah.
Yeah,
the NWEA. That was years after on my camera with me and Marcus editing. That was my first attempt at editing.
It was it's good that you added Marcus.
Watch Lost Pen and then go really slow and pay attention during the end credit scene.
Yeah, it gets a little dicey there at the end.
Yeah, one of the funny thing about that time when we were in Twin Creeks was I would because we were like. Teenage, like 14 or 15, and I remember I was walking around, and we'd find, you know, older sisters our age or whatever, and I'd just be like, all right, well, how fast could you get into my pants if I asked you right now? And then one girl said how would you, and one girl was like, I'd zip down your zipper with my mouth, and it was like fucking, we lost it. I mean, it was like that the black dude's gif in the park where we're all like, oh.
I mean, that's
once again, I got nothing.
I have no words for that, being as it was you and Sal McAuliffe. I just can't imagine.
Anthony Torres was there too. Okay. Cheese was there too. Who else was there? Maybe one more person.
That's wild.
I can't remember. Yeah, no.
It was Natalie Petty who said that. She was there too.
No. She's that was the older kid. She was only at the Little League Park. She never said that to me. She just got Jose Cuervo to try and beat me up.
Wait, good times. What? Good times.
I don't know this story.
That was the closest I almost got into an actual fight one time.
Oh, shit. You want to tell the story on the podcast?
I don't know if we should defame everybody in this, but
I mean, this is the defamation podcast.
Yeah, when I was in high school, I had a crush on Natalie, and I would text her all the time, and then like she started dating this Jose guy, like straight out of like, you ever see a picture, a big poster for like a Banda? And like, mm-hmm. there's mm-hmm. one guy who's on the end, who's like extremely skinny. He's got slick back hair, can barely grow a mustache,
yeah, but he still manages
to get into it a goatee. That's what he looked like.
All right.
So like,
huge cock.
Oh, must have been.
I don't know. I wouldn't know. I remember one time the first day of sophomore year when I showed up to Spanish 2. I get in. First of all, this guy speaks Spanish. I show up to Spanish 2, and he's sitting right next to me. Yeah, and he
got a cheat off of.
He doesn't say a word to me. And then all of a sudden, I get a text later that says like, I heard Jose called you a bitch in front of everybody in class. I'm like, what? Right? And what? Didn't he beat her? He physically beat her. Yeah.
All right. Something like that.
Okay. Yeah. This
Jeez, when did you almost get into a fight with him?
Well, I remember not like him, but I remember I think I was with you and he saw you, and I think he was like, you know, doing his little chihuahua bark and he was like saying some shit.
Oh,
I think we just kind of like walked away.
Yeah,
and I was like, oh well, you know, if something pops off, I gotta get my boys back.
Yeah,
I think it was just
that's him. That's the closest Cheese has ever gotten in a fight. He just walked by a guy.
yeah.
I'm very non-confrontational.
As you can see, we just walked away.
You just walked away.
We just walked away.
He was barking at you like a chihuahua dog. That's
exactly
fucking,
like a chihuahua.
That's fucking hysterical. Yeah.
Well, I also told everybody that he didn't say a word to me in Spanish class and that if he wanted to say something, he could.
Yeah.
So then he started saying stuff. And I'm like, I really don't care that much.
But he
so
was saying,
when's the closest you've gotten to a fight?
He was saying it in Spanish. So you didn't understand because you didn't pass Spanish 2.
I was just starting Spanish 2.
Closest I got into a fight would probably be with Xavier King because he tried to push me into the street, or he was fucking with me on the street corner walking out of Grant. And I wasn't having it. And halfway through the crosswalk, I punched him in the chest. And then I just heard my mom screaming from the car, which was like parked a little ways up. Tyler, you better get your ass over here. And yeah. And then I had to go apologize to him.
Yeah, I bet you hurt your wrist when you punched him in the chest, too.
I probably did. I don't know. It was so cool. I blacked out.
It was like. Oh,
it reminds me when I socked my stepbrother Bradley in the chest. It was, I don't know, Tyler, have you ever heard this? Has Josh ever told you this story?
I might have,
because I don't think I've ever.
The man tells me 1,000.
Because I don't think I've ever told Travis this story, because it was Lake Tahoe, and it was like I'm like 17 or whatever, so I'm almost gonna graduate, and I'm like, you know, I'm a big boy, and I forget how old Bradley is.
You're
like
a big boy wearing purple skinny jean stretch pants.
Hey, those stretch pants were fucking comfortable. Okay,
wait a second, Travis, weren't you wearing all red skinny jeans?
But those were Levi's, and those were not stretchy pants.
Those were not stretchy pants.
It wasn't the colorful pants. It was the fact that
Travis out here, you know, being 5'10", 140, you know, my fat little ass, I can't be wearing skinny jeans. I got to get a little pregnancy pants.
Those were super. Those weren't just skinny jeans. Those were super skinnies.
Sorry, super skinnies.
5'12", super skinny. Got the chicken legs. We got rickets.
We got rickets. You got rickets.
Yeah.
He's a poster boy for rickets. All right, Cheese. Keep this.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. So it was Tahoe, and I'm what, 17 or 16, and Bradley's like, I forget what the age difference is. He's like under 10. I think.
Gonna say he's got.
And this
really
and he just kept like chirping me, and he was really pissed. He was pissing me off. And then my dad.
Hey, was he chirping you about Mr. Myrtle?
Yeah, he was. He was all that stuff. Shit. And then I think it was Coco, my stepmom, was like, you know, Brandon, you're allowed to just get one free swing because Bradley just kept pissing everybody off. And mm-hmm. so I was like, okay, fine, whatever. So, you know, I kept in my back pocket, and we're like in the just in the family room, whatever, in the hotel. When I turn around, I sock them
square. Family room in a hotel. You guys are fancy.
They splurged a little bit.
I mean, it was like a fucking, you know, a suite or something. There's like fucking, what, six, seven people into a room. We need to get a big ass fucking thing. Remember the big ass blue fucking van? Good times.
Oh yeah. It wasn't just
what we drove back in Reno from.
It wasn't just two queen beds with 4 16-year-old teenage boys, you know.
Filled up on DP. So I socked him in the chest and he goes down and he starts crying and he's trying to gain sympathy from everybody and everyone's just laughing at him. I felt bad, but I thought it was the funniest thing ever.
You should have held on to that punch. They told you had one. You should have waited at least 6 years.
That's really
build
good.
The anticipation. Wait,
I'm like 25 and he's like 13. Just
and then you just fucking let it fly. Clock him.
Yeah, that was, that's really, really good.
Oh, shit, that's funny.
Dude. So also in Reno, hey, I'm gonna circle back and chime in.
Travis is gonna go back.
So
to Reno.
one of the funniest things that happened in Reno was when it got late, when it got dark because we couldn't play beach volleyball anymore. So we started walking around like the downtown Reno area and stuff like that. And there was
when you told the beach volleyball story, I could not remember anything, but now finally I got the visual.
Oh my God,
the beach volleyball.
20
minutes later, I finally got it. Okay, I am back. We're in Reno.
So we're walking around, not really doing anything. First, we go to the Circus Circus and we play carnival games. Tyler wins. He's the only person to win a game. He wins a big poster of Britney Spears from what's the schoolgirl outfit music video?
Hit me, baby, baby, one more time.
And then he doesn't want it, so he directly gives it to me. But then we're walking.
Who would want that?
Who would want that?
No, who wouldn't?
That's what I'm saying. I think he was like, he'd be embarrassed to take it home and hang it up at his wall. Meanwhile, me, I'm like coming out the van like, Mom, look what I got. She's like, what the fuck is this, dude? We're walking around. There's a bunch of bars there, and they're doing a bar crawl. But all these people are dressed up in like cartoon, or like, and there's Harry Potter people. There's Star Wars people. They're
cosplaying.
It's a cosplay bar crawl event. So I just kept going up to people and asking them if they were all here to go see the opening of the new Harry Potter movie, and. Which isn't like too funny, but when you think about these, we're just 4 16-year-old boys and we're coming up,
filled
to
up
these
on that DP.
Absolutely obliterated drunk dudes being like, you guys here to see Harry Potter? And he's getting pissed. I remember one guy was like, the fuck are you talking about, dude? It's a fucking bar crawl. I'm like,
second closest to cheese getting in a fight.
And then we were going to go into a theater.
Full second.
We were going to go into a theater and then we realized it was like a freak show. We're like, oh, I don't think we can get in here. I think we have to be of age.
For a freak show?
So then we went back. Yeah, for free.
Was Ms. Dean there?
Hey, look at you, unlocked the Reno memory. Now he's just fucking flooded.
We're here. So then we go. Okay, let me see. So then we go back to the room, and
it's more DP.
What did your dad do to the room?
Okay, we haven't unlocked all the memories, Travis.
Oh damn it! God damn it!
Somehow
for that one.
Somehow, Mike got a hold of a bunch of lotion and condoms. And he filled up the condoms with lotion and put them on all the doorknobs around the hotel room and waited for us to come back. And then was sitting with his ear to the door for us to be like shocked and stuff like that. And we're just like opening doors like, what the hell is going on? And he come busting, goes, oh, I got you guys. All right, I'm going to go down to the casino.
Again, I don't know how real this is. This sounds like
That's
a dream, Travis.
100% real.
Sounds like a dream.
I believe it, but I do not remember this. I remember volleyball. I remember Britney Spears, lubed up condoms filled with lotion.
Condoms on the doorknob should be the number one thing you remember.
I remember all of that.
That's tough.
Yeah,
I didn't realize this was such a monumental trip in the life of Travis Gunners.
I don't remember why I remember it so much. I mean. I think it's probably because I've been telling those, because I don't remember anything else from the trip. So I think I've just been telling those three stories like my whole life. So that's the only thing that stuck with me.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, good stuff. So I want to get a little recap, though. Speaking of Reno, speaking of trips, your Vegas trip, Cheese. How was that? At the pool 2 days in a row, I seen on Instagram.
Showing off titties.
Yeah.
Giving away for free.
What were some of the highlights?
Well, reason we were there, Sunday, AEW Double or Nothing, wrestling show, you know, curveballs and chair shots. It was, you know, it was a fun time. It was a long-ass show. It was like almost fucking 5 hours.
It was fucking WrestleMania.
It fucking felt like a WrestleMania, but you know, it was a good time. We went a couple years ago in 19, and we were supposed to go in 20, but then, you know, a little pandemic happened. So this trip technically has been kind of in the works for, you know, almost 3 years at this point. I mean, we didn't like go crazy. We, you know, drank some. We didn't, you know, do the clubbing or anything like that. So there's no like super crazy stories. Friday was probably one of the most interesting days, I guess, because we went to the pool and it was game six of the Celtics and the Heat, and, you know, big Heat fan over here. I had to throw down some money on both the spread and the money line. If you guys watched the game, Heat pretty much led the entire way. It was a sweat to see if they'd win it, but the spread was never in doubt, and so that was fun. And then after the fact, we were at the pool that same day, studio audience, she ends up losing like a piece of her earring or her gauge or something.
Like the back of it?
I guess. It's like a little, like a, it's almost like a little rubber band.
Yeah.
And so for the next two, three hours, we're just walking up and down the strip, going to every single tattoo parlor and like going and trying to find it, because it can't be glass or it can't be metal because she's allergic or something. It has to be a specific plastic type thing. And so
like
we go
all
over the place and there's nothing. And mind you, people I'm rooming with snore quite loudly, and so I did not get much sleep the past day. So I'm working on like 2.5 hours sleep, and so I'm walking all over this place, and we didn't find it.
And you guys got there on Thursday.
We get there Thursday, because, you know, day one usually you're nervous, excited, hyped up. I didn't sleep that much, so I was working like 2.5 hours sleep. But then the rest of the trip, I got my Bose noise canceling headphones, and I kind of twisted them the right way so I can sleep comfortably with them. MVP of the trip.
Oh, nice.
I was able to sleep and
good save.
Unfortunately, Dominic was the one who wasn't sleeping all that well. He also had some tum-tum issues.
Oh, so, tum-tum issues. I hate to see it.
Yeah. So, I mean, unfortunately, I don't have any like crazy, you know, Vegas stories or anything like that, you know, just
so
drinking, hanging out.
Yeah, I was going to say, because it was wild. I think didn't you record a podcast after the show?
We did record a podcast after the show, and I was very mad.
He's in the know.
I was very mad because we had my audio interface that I recorded. The audio levels were super low for the regular episode we did. And then we did the episode after where we did the recap of the show. And then I had it to where I split it or I didn't do something right. So then I'm coming out of one ear and Dominic coming out of the other. I was very mad at myself. I was also, I'm going to blame it on me being a little drunk and tired, but I was very angry at myself.
Well, that was what I was going to say was you recorded two podcasts in Vegas. Now, I don't know what kind of Vegas trip you're doing. I can get back to the hotel and I can make sure to feed myself food. And that's probably about it when I go out there to Vegas.
I've heard Vegas, Travis, is a sight to be seen. I kind of want to go see it, but I also don't want to see it.
Well, I try and save money. I can't, you know, I can't just fuel myself. I can't afford to just drink outside of the hotel room. So before I leave to go do anything, I take 3 shots. And then I go do...
just
whatever
back to back to just fucking slam them,
you know, within 45 minutes.
Okay. Just trying to get a timetable here.
Yeah, no, it's like, all right, we're getting ready to go. Let's have a couple drinks and then we're out of here. And it's like beer, shot. And then by the time we get walking to wherever we're going to first eat or drink, I'm feeling good. Yeah. Saturday was supposed to be tattoo day.
Oof.
Now,
oof.
I want
to show us the tattoo, geez.
Well, hold up. I have my jacket on.
First, before you do it, was Dominic serious that if his mommy finds out, he gets kicked out of the house for having a tattoo?
So that's, I don't want to speak. For, I don't want to speak for Dominic.
Yeah, yeah.
He kept saying that his mom was very anti-tattoo. She did take us to the airport. So thank you, Mama Hobson, for that. She made her. We did bring it up a little bit. She made like her little comment, and I can never tell if she's serious or not. And yes, unfortunately, we never did get that tattoo. Oh. I know. After all the planning,
I figured.
I know, shocker. But we went to the pool Friday, Saturday. I thought Friday probably would have been the best day for us to go, just because, you know, it's Friday. It's not the weekend. Who knows what the lines are going to be like? And
well, I mean, Vegas, they got tattoo shops everywhere. They did their money is made on walk-ins, not appointments.
I know, but it's also Memorial Day weekend, so I don't know exactly how the crowds are going to be like. And I'm not trying to sit there for, you know, in line for an hour and a half, 2 hours for a tattoo that. I mean, it'll be cool, but I can just get it here in like a day or something like that. So,
yeah.
So we didn't do it Friday, which I thought that was our best point or our best time to do it. We planned it out a little bit to where I knew what I wanted to do. Studio audience knew what she wanted to do. Dominic, on the other hand, he didn't know what he wanted. And as soon as he said he didn't know what he wanted, after we've been planning this for however long, you know, three years. Well, I mean, we said it, but I mean, legitimately, like 2 months, I was like, okay, we're probably not going to do this.
Yeah.
So on Friday, after we did the fucking mile trek up and down the strip to find a piece of plastic that we never found, which
how far did you guys walk up?
So we were started at the big MGM, because that's where we saw the game.
Yeah, MGM. Yeah.
Walked all the way down to the Miracle Mile shops.
The Miracle Mile.
What so like casino Bally's, is that by? Like Bally's, Paris, across the street from Caesars.
Yeah.
So we walked all the way down there. And then our hotel is Park MGM, which is like across from regular MGM next to New York. So basically we had to walk all the way back down the strip to get back to our hotel. And so after all this, I could tell Dominic was a little frustrated. I was frustrated because I really didn't want to do it. And then she said that they were going to possibly go to Hot Topic the next day on Saturday to go do it. And I was like, okay, you guys can do that. Have fun. Luckily, we went to the pool the next day and she found it, because her hypothesis was correct that when she was laying down on the bed or whatever, the bed thing at the pool, that her like ear got clipped and it came off, and she found it the next day. So no Hot Topic trip.
Oh, thank God for the Park MGM people not cleaning up well.
Thank you. Thank you, Park MGM people.
Yeah. Thank you for keeping a shitty hotel.
It was a nice hotel.
I'm sure it was nice.
I kind of buried it on the podcast on Friday, but as the time went on, I ended up liking it more because it wasn't super crowded, and it's a non-smoking hotel, which I know maybe Travis isn't a big fan of, but it was nice, even though I think Vegas is not as big of a smoking place as it used to be, because even going into like the other hotels, it's either well ventilated, not too many people are smoking as much. But anyways,
it's well ventilated.
Yeah. But back to Friday. After we did the trek, Dominic just sits there, and he did a little snappy, and was like, I'm not getting a tattoo. And I was like, oh, there it is. Finally, he said it.
Was it prompted, or was he just sitting there like stewing?
Well, because whatever time it was, like 11:30 midnight, and we're sitting there. We're all tired. And I think we're trying to plan what we're going to do the next day, because really Friday, like, we had no plans, anything besides Sunday, which was the show. And so we were trying to figure out what we were doing, and studio audience brought up the tattoo. And then Dominic kind of snapped a little bit. She's like, I'm not getting that tattoo. And then gave a little attitude, understandably. And that's kind of where the night ended. I think we brought it up again like Saturday, but we didn't really like push it as much. Like Friday morning, we had like a legit talk about, you know, what we're going to do and should we do it and yada, yada, yada. So Dominic was very non-committal Friday morning, but then Friday night, I think he realized Saturday was the day that if we're going to do it, we are going to do it. And he finally put his foot down and said, no.
Well, I don't take him for somebody who's going to act on a whim, you know, and but also doesn't want to tell anybody no at the same time. So it was about time. He was just waiting for the worst time possible to really bring that up. But
I did think it was going to ruin the trip, but luckily we didn't have any moments that ruined the trip, which
love to see it.
I was very happy with.
Absolutely love to see it.
A lot of my Vegas trips are kind of planned around figuring out where to eat and stuff, really just trying different places and stuff like that. So did you guys have any good restaurants or anything you want to talk about or spot? I know you were recording on Friday or whatever, and you had like some shitty pizza or something.
Yeah. So Friday we went, or Thursday we flew in, and there was a Shake Shack across from the hotel. Never had Shake Shack before. I don't know if you, have you guys ever had it before?
Oh yeah.
No.
Okay. So, I it was good. You know, being out here from the Bay, you got to always just equip everything to In-N-Out. I did not think it was as good as In-N-Out, but it was still I thought it was a good burger. A little cheaper, you know, not, it's probably more expensive because it's in Vegas, but I thought it was good. Tyler, what did you think of your Shake Shack experience?
I thought it was pretty good. I think it's better than In-N-Out, but obviously Five Guys is king. So, you know, somewhere right in the middle there.
Okay. Yeah. They did have oh my God, Raising Cane's in construction on the strip.
Oh,
and the Uber drove past it. And so I didn't get a clear look. It looked like it was under construction. And so I was like, oh, you know, maybe we can go and just bury it to Tyler. Cause we all know Tyler, big Raising Cane's fan. But unfortunately, when we walked past it on our trek to find a piece of plastic, we realized that it was under construction. And it was not open yet. So the Raising Cane's, my Raising Cane's debut will have to,
it's got to wait.
So Friday,
they opened up location in Oakland.
Yeah, there you go.
I don't know if I want to go there, but
come with me. You'll be all right.
Park MGM, like their big thing is they have Italy, which is like an Italian market kind of inside. I know it's a dumb name.
What? Italy?
That's what it's called.
Oh God. And you guys, how
you doing? Keep it moving.
You guys heard that. You saw the name of this place and you're like, yep. This is where I expect to get my food from.
Italy.
Hey, it has some high end stuff, right? Don't knock it till you try it. All right.
Yeah, I'm sure Italy has real high end stuff.
Hey, they had a it was Wagyu weekend or something. They had the Wagyu steaks. I don't fucking know. Anyways, so that's I went there for breakfast. Good place for breakfast. Good sandwich. Had a good pastry, but the shitty
pizza.
Did you get
the gabagool?
We did not get the gabagool.
No gabagool,
unfortunately. This was after pool. Dominic, cranky, hungry Dominic, we go to Italy and get the pizza. I was like not very hungry, so I just had like one piece. Dominic out here destroying three slices of pizza. And mind you, you know, this is Las Vegas Italy pizza, so it's like 10, 15 bucks a slice. So homeboy destroys that.
Oh, these were like, this is not like a thin sliced big pizza. These are big slices.
Relatively big slices. Very, you know, very heavy on the dough, but they were, you know, decent pizzas. Decent.
Okay.
Pies.
So he knocked out three of them and stomach was probably, there goes the tummy issues.
Here comes the tummy issues. We also had Earl sandwich of Earl a sandwich.
What the fuck? What are you doing here in Vegas?
So Earl a sandwich came from my manager at work.
Explain it, Tyler.
What the fuck are we doing?
They're sitting.
This
there,
was at the end of
Vegas.
The trek for plastic.
They're sitting there. They're talking about Vegas. They're like, because they're always these guys at work are always like, oh, you got to try this place. You got to try that place. And they're going. They tell them. They go, oh, you got to try this really good sandwich place. And he goes, it's Earl of Sandwiches. And I go, you mean the chain restaurant? The chain sandwich shop? I was like, why are you going to go to Vegas to get Earl of Sandwiches? You can go to San Jose and get it. And they were just like, bro.
Earl of Sandwiches fucking everywhere.
That's what I said. I was like, they're like, bro, it's so good. And I was like, yeah, but you can find it anywhere.
So then when we walk in there, we go into the mall, we pass and it's like, oh, Dominic's like, oh, that place is really good. My coworker recommends. I'm like, oh, okay. And then we fucking do like seven laps around the goddamn mall and I'm hungry and cranky and just want to eat something. And so I don't care where the fuck we're going. So then we finally sit down, we have that place. And then I ask him like, oh, is this like a place he came into Vegas or is this like he had it somewhere else? And I think he said it like he ate it in Vegas. So I've never heard of this place. So it looked like a chain, obviously. I didn't know it's like so readily available like around here or something.
And he sent a text too of the sandwich bragging that he got it as if he went to like the Gordon Ramsay place and got a burger or something.
Well, we went to jealous? Yeah, we went to the Gordon Ramsay burger joint. There's Hell's Kitchen. I mean, there's literal like just one of a kind restaurants up and down the strip. And Dominic goes, "Let me listen to this dipshit that my manager gonna earl a sandwich."
I mean, this is the same guy. Oh, if we're gonna talk about this manager,
go off, King.
This is the same guy who said that Pearl Harbor is a top 10 movie.
Oh my God. I did hear that. And then, I lost my shit.
And then today we were talking Star Wars and all that shit. And he said that the Star Wars movies got better after Disney bought it, that 1 through 6 were not good, but the Disney trilogy was the best trilogy. I damn near about lost my shit. He is something else. He's a whole nother animal.
Does he drive like not a sports car, not a fast car, but he treats it like one?
Oh yeah, of course.
Well, what's he got?
Yeah, I think he just has.
It's he's got like a Toyota Camry that he
I was
put
gonna
a wing
say.
On,
I'm pretty sure
he's got like rally wheels on.
When I see his car tomorrow, I'm gonna take a picture of it, send it over to you fucking guys, because I think you just nailed it.
There's a there's a certain fucking guy, right? And that's it right there. The guy who eats Earl of Sandwich when he's in Vegas. Yeah. And he likes the Disney version of every Star Wars movie better.
And not only that, but like it's one thing to eat Earl of Sandwich and then to be like, "Yeah, I had it. It was pretty good." But to sit there and go, "Dude, it's a must to where I'm pretty sure at one point during that conversation, he straight up said every time he goes to Vegas,
walks into the mall and grabs that sandwich.
I'm like 95% sure he said, he's like, "Yeah, dude, every time I'm in Vegas, I go to Earl of Sandwiches."
By the way, I was starving. I think this is like 11 o'clock at night, so I haven't eaten like almost all day.
Yeah.
Go there, had whatever their like number one thing is. Damn. It was okay.
Yeah.
we're not like say you have to go here.
Everybody out there who's listening, if you go to Las Vegas, Earl of Sandwich, recommended. All right. Please don't tell me that we end on Earl of Sandwich.
No. I'm saving the best for last. Okay, Saturday. This was like the place I wanted to go to because I do my research and I saw like, oh, there's this chicken place called the Crack Shack right by Eataly at Park MGM.
I was trying to find the menu for Eataly and it's confusing.
It's multiple restaurants. It's a market. Tyler. It's a market. So it's a whole bunch of different things inside one. So you're not going to find, I don't think you can find like a menu for it.
Okay.
But, it's a good place.
You know what's
funny
is they've got Eataly over here at Park MGM, and then you go to the complete other side, and on the Venetian, they have the gondola ride. So, you know, if you got a full day, you can experience Eataly.
Yes, sir. So we go. Finally, we cash our tickets on Saturday. We finally cash our Heat Celtics tickets almost 24 hours later, which was a whole thing in and of itself, which we're not going to get into.
We're not going to touch.
We're not going to talk about that. So
I would have just left. I would have been like, "See you later."
So we cashed. I wanted to cash
the vibes.
It's all about the positive vibes. Me and Dominic placed the bets together. I wanted to cash the tickets together. So anyways, we cashed our tickets Saturday. And this was the one place I wanted to go to was the Crack Shack. And it's this like chicken place. It's a SoCal chicken place. It's just like right outside a couple steps and you're right there. We had me and Dominic each had I think it's called the Firebird. It's like their spicy chicken sandwich. Studio audience has a quinoa bowl. Best thing we had.
Wait a second. So we had three huge slices at Eataly.
This was
messed
Friday.
It messed up his tummy. Right. And then the next day he's got tummy issues. Correct.
I would assume so.
So he goes and gets a spicy chicken sandwich.
Well, I think he was just, yes. He might have just been following my lead because I wanted some sort of spicy chicken sandwich, and it was great. Best thing
we had
there.
Like that move, but
it was
good.
The studio audience liked it and actually complimented me for having a good idea, and she had the idea to come back the next day. Which, if you know her, that is saying a lot.
That's
like getting Michelin stars.
That's cool. That's very good. Well, where was that place at?
It's pretty It's pretty much at Park MGM, but it's outside on the strip.
Okay. Yeah. That's
I would definitely recommend if you guys are going there.
That's interesting. I've never heard of that. That's a place that I probably only see when I go to Vegas.
Yeah, but don't forget about Arlo sandwiches.
I mean, well, with it's
there's some things you never forget.
Because like I get it. Like sometimes you're in Vegas, it's 11:30 at night. Tyler Kiahi has been pissing you off for 4 hours, nonstop talking shit. You're absolutely obliterated. You just want to get a Nacho Bel Grande. You stop by the Taco Bell Cantina, and then you stuff your face while sitting at a machine playing slots.
Like, that sounds like a personal story. Did that happen to you by any chance?
No, not at all.
Okay. Yeah, just wondering.
He just pulled that out of his ass.
Yeah.
No. just by circumstance.
Yeah, no. Nothing. That didn't happen to me or anything. No way, Jose.
Definitely way. Oh, be easy. Sunday, get Cheese's third interaction of possibly getting in a fight.
Yeah, I'm gonna square up.
Yeah.
Anyway, Sunday we go to Italy. Great establishment. Great establishment.
You went to Italy twice.
I mean, you might as well buy stock in the goddamn place.
Listen, hold up. No. Don't even talk anymore. You walked all the way halfway down the fucking thing, all the way up to fucking Paris to look for the back of an earring, but you would only go 50 square miles for food.
Well, if you let me finish, Travis.
50 square miles is big. My bad.
This was for breakfast.
Okay,
this is just for breakfast because it was either Starbucks or Eataly.
Why was it only that?
Okay, where else am I gonna go for fucking coffee or something? I'm not gonna just if I'm gonna go out, I gotta makeup. Dolly up and go put my fucking makeup on and put on the good bra.
Yeah, so we can go to Eataly.
Exactly.
Okay, continue. I'm sorry.
And then I didn't really eat anything after that. We just drank all day, pretty much. Stayed in the room. Got shit faced. Dominic peaked way too early. We get to the arena, which it was loves the location because we didn't even have to do anything. We just walked a couple feet. T-Mobile Arena was right there, so great place if you're looking for a UFC fight or whatever the fuck's going on at T-Mobile. And Dominic, for some reason, did not continue to drink. So unfortunately, he got a headache during the show.
Yep.
Rookie move.
Rookie.
Yeah, that's tough.
And shout out our friend that we met in line. I don't know who he was. We didn't get his name, but he was talking her ear off. Not annoyingly, but bordered on it. He was a good guy.
If you got his name, stickers? I would invite him on the podcast.
No stickers to pass out at this wrestling show?
No stickers. I do not have this. That is Dominic. Dominic is in charge of stickers.
That's tough.
He was too busy trying to think of that tattoo he was going to get.
So what was your tattoo going to be, Cheese? What was yours going
to
be?
So I was kind of debating what I wanted to do. It was either like an Alzheimer's thing or I was going to do like a Roman numeral type
thing. You forgot your tattoo?
Well, no, I was bouncing back and forth.
God damn it, Travis.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah, that's tough.
Yeah,
that's
tough. I was going to get Alzheimer's, a tattoo for my dead grandmother that I took care of for like 6 years.
Don't you feel like an asshole?
No, I don't.
No, he doesn't. I was going to do like a
I love Roman, your grandma. That's great.
I was going to do tattoo. Like a Roman numeral type thing, like around the cross or something. So Dominic was looking for a turtle. That was the closest we think we had. It was a turtle.
Hey, you wanted to match me, baby. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, shit. That's funny as fuck.
All right. Well, next time you go to Vegas, Cheese, please, please, please just let me write you an itinerary.
Last time in 19, I tried to do the itinerary, and it's very hard to get them on an itinerary.
There you go.
Okay.
So. Earl's sandwich is top of that fucking list. I hope. Fucking better be.
You know what? I think she had the fucking thing, the earring thing in her pocket the whole time just to get you down to Earl's sandwich.
It was all a ploy. Dominic told her, look, I don't think we can get him to walk all the way down there. So we need to find an excuse to walk all the way down there. Fucking, it's the earring. Tell him you missed an earring piece. We're going to Earl's sandwich.
Same manager wanted him to go to a shop to go buy Pokemon cards, by the way.
Which we almost did.
That one. Which was that really? Because he said he might do it. And I was like, dude, you're going to go to Vegas to go buy Pokemon cards? And then he was like, I might.
Well, I went on a Funko shop. I went on a Funko shopping spree when I was there, but with the Ellisons. But I was there for a week as well. I was in Las Vegas for 7 days.
That's a two-night city, buddy.
I'm surprised you're even alive.
Yeah.
Well, two nights were Monster Jam, and then we're like, well, we're not going to be able to do anything else if we just go for 2 days, so let's make it seven.
So we went to
Fremont Street, and then I was like, hey, I want to go to this mall. They got a comic store in there. I want to do some Funko Pop hunting. I bought six of them.
So you were there for 7 days. So that must have meant you had Earl's sandwiches at least six times out there, right?
I never ate at the same place more than once. I'll tell you that.
So you're telling me you didn't go to Eataly.
Never been to Eataly. we did eat at this. We were at this right across on Fremont Street, right across from the Heart Attack Grill. There's a pub there. Yeah, you should have took Dominic there. Maybe you could get a free meal or whatever.
I've already been there, done that. Shout out Benji.
Big Daddy.
Shout out Benji and Big Daddy. Yeah. Benji did not finish his meal, so he got slapped by the midget nurse.
What about Big Daddy?
He's a big boy. He finished his meal.
You think that guy didn't finish his meal? Come on now.
I mean, I would think that the embarrassment alone of being slapped by the nurse would be enough. Do you guys remember when your Aunt Celeste took us to Hooters in Dublin when we were young? And of course.
It was a great time.
And we sat down and Big Daddy was like just staring at his fucking at his menu, and then your aunt was like, "All right, well, what are you gonna get?" And he's like, "Chicken strips," and then she goes, "Well, you can tell the waitress," and he like would not look at the waitress. And
he's a gentleman.
He's like, that wasn't bright red. He looked like fucking Grimace, dude.
That wasn't even just a Hooters thing. He did the same thing inside of a Burger King. So.
He did the same thing at your guys' date last week, right?
He was looking basically.
What?
So the Burger King thing, I have this distinct memory.
Was he getting turned on by the king?
No. Who wouldn't? I have this distinct memory of like going to a burger. It was either like a Burger King or like a Carl's Jr. or something. Going with Big Daddy and your aunt and uncle, Cheese. And I remember him just like, he would not go up to the counter and order for himself. He would, and we were probably like 9 or 10. He would, he would straight up be like, his aunt would ask him, "What do you want to eat?" And he would just tell, he would like whisper it to your aunt. And then she would tell him, she'd be like, "You could tell the guy at the counter," and he just wouldn't do it.
It's just the king back there with big fucking tits.
So we also have another inside joke with Big Daddy pretty much doing the same thing. It was some sort of like Asian restaurant. And I forget. Let's just say it was a female waitress. I don't remember exactly who it was.
We'll just say
it was a female waitress. And he has his menu. And he's like, "Oh, what do you want?" And he's like, "Beef and broccoli." And then she's like, "Who? What? What'd you say? Beef and broccoli?" He said beef and broccoli just so low you couldn't fucking hear what the hell he was saying. And so now, you know, every time we see beef and broccoli or even just giving him shit, Big Daddy just cannot order, apparently, boisterously enough at any establishment.
Can we go back and can you tell that story again, but instead of it being a woman waitress, can it be Bert the king with big tits?
Just so we go to this story back one time. For some reason the king just showed up. He has fucking knockers and he's wearing a Hooters white tee. I don't know what the hell is going on here. And then he orders beef from Brooklyn.
Imagine the king on strike because he didn't want to wear the new shorts that they were gonna have to wear.
And then he makes a TikTok about it to tell the people how he feels about it.
He just wants to show off just how bad it was.
That's what Burger King should be doing for the LGBTQ community during Pride Month. We're running commercials that we write like that.
Just fucking the king with big ass knockers.
And he's just clapping his cheeks without moving his arms or anything.
It's the camera shot is above the waist for the commercial, and you just hear slight clapping in the background. Nobody knows what's going on.
Oh, that's so fucking funny.
I can't get the image out of my head. I can't stop it.
I'm going to dream of it tonight.
How do I make it stop?
How do I make it continue?
Oh, my God. Dude, what the fuck?
Did we miss anything eventful from your trip, buddy? That was...
No, not really. Dominic, I said this wasn't going to be a Barry and Dominic podcast, but he did have some issues on the plane. Get there. He orders a mimosa, spills it all over himself, and then on the way back, he has his AirPods in, and he dropped his AirPods, so it went. It was a three-person row. Dominic on the window, studio audience in the middle, me on the aisle. There's an AirPod on the ground, and the studio audience is trying to get it. I'm like, oh, okay, she must have dropped her, so I'm trying to help, and it's fucking... It gets lodged, like, underneath the crevice of the seat in front of us, and so my fat ass has to get up, get on all fours. I'm like kicking the people two rows behind me. Nice. And I try to grab it, and I'm like, oh, here you go. And she was like, no, it was for Dominic. And I'm like, god damn it, Dominic,
I would never do that for you.
I was like, yeah, if I knew it was you, Dominic, I wouldn't have picked it up.
Oh my god,
dude, that mimosa thing on the flight there was fucking hilarious. Did you get a chuckle from the lady when you made your pun? What did you exactly say? I can't remember.
So he was so
embarrassed that you were telling the story on the pod. I was like, this is funny, just let
it
him
was
tell
so it. Funny, he texted me and I was like, this is great, why would you be embarrassed about this?
Yeah.
So Dominic, trying to get the party started, orders a mimosa on Southwest. So like a $7 mimosa
Funny. He got the party started. Usually when I'm heading to Vegas, I have two double shots in the airport before I board the plane. But continue.
Well, some parties are different than others.
Sick fucking brag, dog. Yeah. Was Burger King, was the king on the fucking flight too, serving you your double shot?
Yeah.
Oh. So Dominic gets his mimosa, and I'm on my phone watching Raw's 1998, you know, Stone Cold shout out. And I think I had a water or a soda or something, and I'm not really paying attention to what he's doing. And I see like his hand, and I forget what he was actually trying to do, but I thought he was trying to toast me. And so I toast him, and then
number one, you toast with water. That's bad luck.
I forget. It probably was water, and that's why he dumped it all over himself. So I toast him, and I just go back to where the fuck I was doing, and then he toasts the studio audience boob, and next thing I know, I look over, and there's just fucking mimosa on. Unfortunately, she's the one that gets most of it. She gets it, like, all over her arm. He gets a little bit on his shorts, and he's wearing khaki shorts, so it does look like he pissed himself a little bit.
Yeah, I know the pain.
And so then,
but it's usually because I dribble a little extra when I'm putting it back in.
So then I get one of they're struggling. I get one of the stewardess to give us some extra napkins. Then the stewardess who actually served us our drinks comes over to collect trash, whatever, because we're at the end of the flight. And she was like, oh, how was your mimosa? He didn't say anything. I think he just like, oh, yeah, it was good. And then I pipe in like, oh, yeah, it was real good. He decided to wear it. And then it took her a second to like comprehend. And then like the shock on her was like, oh, you I'm sorry.
Oh,
poor Dominic.
Oh. Dude. You know what? I feel bad now too. If she would have just laughed in his face, it would have been so much better.
Been funnier.
Yeah, oh. She didn't laugh. She was being nice about it. But it was a hell of a way to start it off.
Did he wear the jean shorts?
He did wear the jean shorts. So the entire trip, well, not the entire trip, but
so wait a second. I did hear about this too. You got him to buy jean shorts.
He says,
is this correct?
He sent us a picture. I've been telling him for the last like month that he needs to get a pair
to do jorts.
He needs to do jorts. He needs to get a pair of jean shorts and do the whole thing. I tell him just to cut his pants. I was like, just cut a pair of pants.
It's so much cooler to just cut your pants. If you buy jean shorts, you're not cool. If you cut your pants, you're cool.
He went to the store. He bought some.
Where do you even buy those anymore?
I think it was a Target, honestly. Yeah,
he went to Target.
Sears is closed down.
He sent a picture to us, and me and Cheese both agreed.
I remember at Sears they used to sell the jean shorts right next to the cut off sleeved flannels.
Perfect. Oh yeah. Dude, I got one of those. I don't think
but did
Sears.
You buy it?
No
you cut it exactly. Yeah. That's what I'm about. So continue.
He sends us a picture. Me and Cheese both agree that they're not short enough. They go just past the knee, which is like, people say wearing jorts is weird. I think wearing jorts that go past the knee is even weirder.
Weirder.
even
and,
weirder.
And he also has like a cut, like a hole, like right in the awkward spot where it's like, if you cut above it, it's probably too short. But if you cut below it, it like looks weird.
It's the fucking, it's the money spot. Like the there couldn't be a better placement for the hole in these shorts to be like, fuck it, I'm just going to cut from there.
Plus, the baggy shorts are out of style. This is not 2002. We're not cranking at Soldier Boy.
We're not John Cena out here. We're rocking the baggy jean shorts.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I never heard any more update after the fact of I bought them. So
he did cut a little bit, but he didn't go full bore like we wanted him to.
I bet your manager told him to go buy those from Target.
He probably did.
And then so they're like slightly above the knee. I mean, they looked okay. Tyler, he did forget to pack his American flag hat.
Oh, that's tough.
So he was going to go full, you know, redneck with the jorts. He had an American flag tank top, which he did rock, but he had what do you call that hat?
It's a sun hat.
So yeah, like a
sun
hat type thing.
Yeah. Like my hat.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. But it had I think he had the American flag under the rim, right?
That's the one I have.
Is that the same one?
Well, it depends. Did you get it at Target
with the Earl of Sandwich?
No, okay.
Yeah, afterwards you went to fucking Italy for dinner.
I'm just gonna make one graphic for this. It's just gonna be Burger King with big tits eating an Earl of Sandwich with Target jorts on. No, it was mine's from like the nice store in Tahoe.
So the one with the Subway inside. Okay.
Yeah, with the Subway inside. I don't know where he got his hat, but similar. So yeah. So he forgot that. Where were we at?
I don't know. We're talking about jorts and Dominic mimosas.
So when he cut him, how short did he cut him?
He didn't cut him that because he wore them Friday or Saturday, so I can't remember too much of what he exactly looked like, but they were like right on the cusp. I think he barely had him. He did have him above the knee, because I remember him complaining that it felt really weird for them to be above the knee. That was the whole thing.
Is he banging knees when he walks together? Like, what the hell is going on?
I don't know, because it's been a whole thing with me and Tyler. Be like, oh, it's, you know, above the knee gang out here, and Dominic wears his below the knee, and so he finally had some above the knee shorts, and he kept complaining that he did find them not comfortable for whatever reason.
It could be worse. Remember when we got Josh to finally do it, Ty?
Yeah.
And he showed up, and he cut them so high that
way too short.
The pockets of his jeans were coming out the bottom of his shorts.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, dude, man, you went too far, brother. And he's like, I thought you guys told me I had to cut him short. I'm like, well, you're not Daisy Duke over here, brother.
Yeah, he got a little crazy with it. He was just ahead of the time now, because now that's the thing to do. The 5.5 inseam is the way to go.
Oh, I just picked up another pair of these ones are I think these ones are Adidas golf shorts, but like they're like kind of like a speckled white and blue. Like, it is very nice. Very
nice. Fashion show. Put them on. Go put them on.
No, I'm not doing all that.
Damn it.
I do have that exact same Motley Crue shirt, Tyler, that I cut into a tank top.
Dude, that's fucking sick.
You guys are twinning, dude.
So when are we going to plan to wear the jorts with the Motley Crue t-shirt? Because that just has to happen now.
I mean, Motley Crue is, hopefully they're going to be alive when they come to a play here in a couple months.
You don't
want to
see him anyway.
Oh, that's
what
right.
The
I
fuck?
Forgot about that.
I mean, I'm more there to see like Def Leppard or something. I'm not trying to see Motley Crue.
I was gonna say, aren't
fucking
you guys?
Vince Neil can't
that?
Even sing the words.
That was the one that Johnny Rocha.
Johnny Rocha bought tickets, but I believe we got paid back for that.
That was like 3 years ago.
Supposed to go in 2020. That was the last Christmas present for what got us. Damn. T's and P's.
Yeah,
and then pushed back to 2021, and then they just pushed canceled it back it. To this year, or they canceled it, and then they pushed it back to rescheduled it to this year, and it's like Motley Crue was the headliner, then they kicked them out, and now it's Def Leppard.
Yeah, well, Vince Neil cannot sing the words anymore. He can't even breathe on stage.
Yeah.
It's like fucking Porky the Pig trying to.
Looks like Dominic going after Earl of Sandwiches.
All right, Tyler. Unnecessary. Okay. Come on.
I'm sorry, Dominic.
Like ordering a fucking order of fucking chicken fries from the fucking king.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
He's Big Daddy trying to order those chicken fries at a Burger King.
Can I get some chicken fries?
What?
All right, fellas. Well, I appreciate you coming on. It's been a pleasure reminiscing, talking about Reno and Vegas. It's been a good time. go ahead and plug your stuff. Let them know where to find all the good stuff, and then we'll get out of, we'll get on out of here.
Tyler.
I have nothing to plug. I don't know why you're pointing at me.
You don't want to plug your personal Twitter?
That's why I plugged
it. You can follow me on Twitter at TyGundy27. That's probably the where you'll get most of my the things that I do.
He'll just like and retweet Angry A's rants or something?
Yeah, probably, most likely. Geez, do you have the contract? Who has the contract?
I mean, I have the Google Doc that I can pull up real quick.
There was the physical copy. I was going to have you just wipe your ass with it live on air just for funsies.
Damn.
Just for funsies. I mean, contract's broken. Fuck it.
Well, we already did the addendum that if you guys apologize, then it's all good.
Yeah, yeah, we'll have to apologize another time if we do this again.
We just have to keep doing it.
Yes. Yeah.
And apologize to Earl Sandwich. It's a fine sandwich establishment that you guys have slandered the entire podcast.
You have gone too far if you think I'm going to apologize to Earl
Sandwich. I will fucking never apologize to Earl. As the Dixie Chicks once said, goodbye, Earl.
Just the chicks now, Tyler.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, you cannot call. Don't dead name them. All
right. That's right. That's right.
I don't want a Caitlyn Jenner situation.
I'm going to listen to a lot of the Chicks and Lady A.
Are you getting in touch with your pride self or what's going on?
It is June.
Oh, it's going to be June.
Anything else to plug, Cheese?
Curveballs and Chair Shots.
Oh, yeah.
Listen to our latest episode. Because Tyler's on this podcast, apparently he's not going to be on Curveballs and Chair Shots. Maybe
that's right.
Fire his ass.
Yeah, might as well.
Me and Dominic will reconvene. Well, this comes out Sunday, Monday. We reconvened for a recap of our Vegas trip, and we'll recap Double or Nothing. The MJF promo, right, Tyler? Because that was definitely a real thing that happened.
Wait, isn't this Save for the Bank? Is this coming out this week?
It'll come out this week.
I had this whole thing. I've been thinking about this since you texted us. I was like, let's just do a whole bit about like this is in the future and crazy shit happened.
I
forgot.
I'll get you guys back on in a couple of weeks when I get some extra free time, and we'll record a banked episode.
Yeah, we'll talk about the king making his OnlyFans.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, sounds good. All right, everybody, you know where to find us at YouTube, Trapdoor to Hell YouTube, growing strong, doing our best out here. Please keep supporting that. Go subscribe to that and like our videos, comment, do all the fun stuff there on Facebook. Go like us, Trapdoor to Hell. Go follow us on Twitter at Trapdoor Pod. Any topic you would like us to talk about, you can email at trapdoorpod@yahoo.com. I think that's it for us. Anything else you guys want to get off your chest? All right, appreciate y'all helping me out, and y'all, everybody else, have a good week.
You're now tuned in to the show. Seatbelts on, I'ma show you how we go. Mind keeps spinning, but there's nowhere to go. It's a track door to hell, I'ma let them all know. Yeah, straight out of Oakland, Alameda County, San Lorenzo, yay, proud to be a townie. They drop F-bombs cause they go off homes, but don't trip, take a trip to the moron zone. Go hard, bro, we ain't soft like ballads. Put us on the map, we don't ever toss salads. Curveball, it's a Dumbo drop, and we post it on the deck like a Funko Pop. Let's go. You're now tuned in to the show, seatbelts on, I'ma show you how we go. Mind keeps spinning, but there's nowhere to go. It's a track door to hell, I'ma let them all know. You're now tuned in to the show, seatbelts on, I'ma show you how we go. Mind keeps spinning, but there's nowhere to go. It's a track door to hell, I'ma let them all know. From the town to the birds, put your hands to the sky. Hands to the sky, we about to get live. If you from the town, put your hands in the sky. Hands in the sky, we about to get live. If you from the east coast, put your hands in the sky. Hands in the sky, we about to get live. If you from the dirty south, put your hands in the sky. Hands in the sky, you're now tuned in to the show. Seatbelts on, I'ma show you how we go. Mind keeps spinning, but there's nowhere to go. It's a track door to hell, I'ma let them all know. You're now tuned in to the show. Seatbelts on, I'ma show you how we go. Mind keeps spinning, but there's nowhere to go. It's a track door to hell, I'ma let them all know.